Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Amen. Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the best, which come from the only living God, He who has the good thoughts to us,
to
give us a better end than our beginning, and we to give Him back glory and honor. It's not only us who've been first on the world. Many of our brethren who saw His goodness under the sun, and they still move on to see it in heaven. There is hope still. Don't lose strength. For the one who empowers us is around. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by authority of the Holy Spirit, where we base to minister, and we base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God. We've been given a work to spearhead the call of the nation and to lead the servants of God in the entire world to prepare the entire world for the coming back of Jesus. And in all that is where God has given us and to revealing the schemes of Satan unto God and to His church. And we still wind up to separate the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. We are still seeing that hidden which is the last. And we look to the spirit of the devil in the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. After fighting the right Christ and His church, the saints of Christ, to creating the image of the beast, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and many beliefs which appeared like salvation, which appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus, yet they are not. Now we've been seeing some of those religions and some of those beliefs until we see the Holy Spirit arising salvation from America. When the Holy Spirit resumed to arise salvation from America in the 1800s, and we moved it for some time, and the spirit of Satan it began to throw down that salvation starting from the 1906 through the one-eyed pastor who is known as William Fox. Praise Jesus so much. But this forced us to move on to looking at to see how the Holy Spirit had resumed the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and he arose it afresh from America. But it was not able to move on to stand well. And as we speak of now, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, which was to spring with much strength from America. As we speak of now, it are totally gotten weakened, and we are on the gospel of the things of the world, the subtracting and the adding in the word of God, together with the twisting. And the spirit of the devil uses the children of disobedience to commit things like those. Now when we answer those questions, the four, that what is seeking the kingdom of God and how do we seek for it. And we understood, went back to the book of the Lord and we moved on to seek there. And we saw the second question, and up to now we are still on that question. What's the kingdom of God that we seek for, and how do we seek for it? Praise Jesus so much. The third question, we shall come see the righteousness we seek for. What is it, and how is it thought? Then we shall end with the fourth question. What is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? Praise Jesus so much. But we're still winding up our second question. What is the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how is it thought? We discovered it. Matthew 12:28. When he said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Praise Jesus so much. And we understood that the fullness of the Holy Spirit and as his works, they show the kingdom of God. And it's not to come when it is openly manifesting. As we told in Luke 17, verse 20-21, that the kingdom of God does not come when it openly shows itself, because it's in our midst. Praise Jesus so much. Discovered him is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot believe because they don't see him. And he said, you see him because you know him, and he is within you, and he is unto you. According to John 14:17-18. Now we discover that fullness of the Holy Spirit and his works.
They
move on to show us this kingdom of God.
When
the book of Revelation 4:5, and we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the seven lamps of fire, the seven spirits of God. And we reach to seeing in the Isaiah 11 verses 2, and there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of God. And we came seeing every spirit and his works to show us the kingdom of God. We finished the Spirit of wisdom and how he shows the kingdom of God, and
it
teaches us how we can see for it the kingdom of God. He showed us foundations of everything there in him, and we saw spirit of understanding and how he shows the kingdom of God. And we get to know
that he has taken the Lord. Yes, we have when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
saw the spirit of understanding.
And
he showed how things were ordered all command by command. 2-4 commands. And the scripture by scripture. Line upon line.
He
showed that they are ordered 2-4 scriptures or lines. And we knew a little here, a little there. And they are ordered all like that in the heavens and earth.
To
meaning that our God is of order. We saw of the spirit of counsel, the spirit of counsel of God, who shows us season and times of everything in the heavens and earth, including measurements of everything in the heavens and the earth. We ended as we saw spirit of power and how it shows the kingdom of God. And we saw the power which grows all things, the plants and the foods on them, the fish, animals, and the human beings. We headed on power sustaining all things in heavens and earth. Now we saw this kingdom of God. This day, in the same part, we want to see the spirit of the knowledge of God and how it shows the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to see the spirit of the knowledge of God and how he shows the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We were told if the Holy Spirit is in our midst, the kingdom of God is come for us.
So,
now we have begun like this. In the Matthew 12, verse 28, he tells us this. Matthew chapter 12, verses 28. Praise Jesus so much. If he chases the demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us. Now the appearing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, even his works he does, it moves on to show us the kingdom of God. For it's in our midst, yet we've not been able to see it. But the more we know the Holy Spirit and his works, we can see this kingdom of God. According to John chapter 14, verse 17 and 18, speaks and he says this. John 14, verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, ensigweta yinza kukiriza, kubanga temulaba, sote mutegeera. Mwemu mutegeera, kubanga beda jemuli, era anabanga mumwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He is the spirit of truth whom the world cannot believe because they don't see him. You see him because you know him and he is unto you. Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now the word the Lord Jesus told us in Luke 17, verse 20 and 21, that the kingdom of God doesn't come when it openly shows itself because it's in your midst. He is the spirit of truth himself whom the world cannot see, but when we head on to know him, we can see him and we can see the kingdom of God. Now as we look to the spirit of knowledge and how he shows the kingdom of God and it teaches us how we can see the kingdom of God. When Bible speaks in Revelations 4:5, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we have been seeing it, and it's made of the seven spirits of God. And on this we've snatched out the spirit of knowledge. Let's read in Revelations 4 and the verses 5. Revelations chapter 4, verses 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka maaso g'entebe. Jemeyo musanvu eja Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Etabaza musanvu.
The seven lamps
girabikira mu ngeri y'ekikondo ky'ettabaza,
which appear in the form of the lampstand.
agambi ngazaka maso gentebe ya Katonda.
And they sit and they stand before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. And they make fullness of the Holy Spirit. Which spoken of in the Acts chapter 2. Verses 3 and 4.
Agamanti abatume ne bajjako nga ennimi ez'omuliro.
He said that upon the apostles came like tongues of fire.
Ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo wa Katonda.
And they were filled of the Spirit of God. Now the fullness of the Holy Spirit is revealed as
in
the book of Revelation 4:5 that the seven lamps of fire and they shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. But still don't forget, this is the word we've been explaining always, that the seven spirits of God, still they are the seven eyes of God. Those he sends in the entire world. For Revelations 5:6, it says, and I saw the Lamb of God, and he had seven horns of the seven lamps and the seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God which are standing in the entire world. Now as we see the fifth spirit, the spirit of the knowledge of God, and how it shows the kingdom of God,
and
move on to understand that is a real eye which sees,
and
at the same time it works in our midst.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. These names we have been getting them in the Isaiah 11, verses 1 unto 2. And we see the names of the seven spirits, and they are the seven eyes of God which are sent in the entire world.
Let's
read and we hear in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka n'ettabi eririva mu mizi liribala ebibala n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. They have showed us the Spirit of the Lord. When you look at that lampstand, that is the Spirit in the middle, the Spirit of the Lord. Out of him came six branches. On the right hand, we have the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel. And on the left hand, we have the Spirit of power, whom we've just finished to see.
Then
we have the Spirit of knowledge, whom we are seeing now, in the spirit of fear of God, the one we shall see after.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've looked to the spirit of knowledge of God and how it shows the kingdom of God in our midst, and in us, in the heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And as we speak like today, this is how the gospel was to come from America. This is how it was meant to spread the entire world. But the spirit of Satan, which passed through the one-eyed pastor, who is known as William Fox Smyer, in the 1906, they began to fight the gospel of the kingdom of God. But God has given Africa a chance through Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, and to renew it in the great power
and
the revelation, which is very amazing.
And
as we move spirit of knowledge of God, and how it shows the kingdom of God, this spirit of knowledge is the one who reveals us what concerns eternal life. But it's going to be meaning that everything which holds life in the heavens and earth, that life is shown by the spirit of knowledge. Whether it's given is what level of knowledge or life. Different things have different form of life. But it's gotten from that which is everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the one showing us that is the spirit of knowledge. Is the spirit of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people ask, where does life come from and where does it head to? But life is moving on, it's around. Is that we see in water?
Water is life.
We begin to speak that amazi we bulamu. But what indeed is in the water? And we get oxygen. And we said the breath of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we don't know where it comes from. And we go get food and we eat it that there is life in it and we hear that even the blood it holds life within it. Now we ask, where does it come from? Now there is life which is spiritual, the spirit of the man. That too is another life. Now where the problem came from, people's research of this life, how it happens, who is responsible to sharing it like that? Praise Jesus so much. But that life manifested by the spirit of knowledge in the midst of heavens and earth, everything with life. When he explains in John
17
from verse 3 speaks this of the life and he says this, John chapter 17 verse
3, okumanya gwe Katonda omu owamazima noyo gwatuma Yes, Christo. That
this is eternal life. To know you, the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is sent. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit who can reveal this life how it is. And the way it ends up in the Father. That's the life you hear which is eternal. And the Bible says that the Father himself sits in eternity.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Father sits in eternity. There in eternity. If you want to check of this life, still everything moves in life.
But
problem which is who manifests this life.
We
even have measures and the levels and T-zones and times. But those measures man cannot understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But they say that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. The truth is this life which we speak of today, the spirit of knowledge takes it as the light and it's brought us the light of knowledge. Now it goes far, but it is measured.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. When you read John chapter 10, verse
10,
the Lord Jesus can speak of this life in this its levels. And he says this. John chapter 10, verses 10.
Omubitajja wabula okubba, n'okutta, n'okuzikiriza. Nze najja zibe n'obulamu, era zibe nabwo.
The thief Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. But the Lord Jesus, he says, he came that they may have life, and life which is full. It means this life it can be measured on levels. Let me tell you, life moving in the water not equal to the life moving in the blood. The life of the plants differ from that of the animals. And
the life in the oxygen you breathe,
it
is not equal with the one in the blood.
Now,
when we shift levels of the world and we get out of planet Earth and we look to the sun and its life and stars, that too differs, and they've lived many years with their life. Yet that life seemeth to be eternal. Angels too, when you enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, they have been there thousands of years. Now this life, it too is given bodies. In the bodies they put life measures. The one who can tell you that, it's the spirit of knowledge.
We get it
from the everlasting and it begins to measure it. And it separates it. Now from separating it, they connect with the spirit of counsel and they measure up the life. But the spirit of knowledge is there to separate it.
He
separates it from the different levels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's possible to understand well this life. The Bible says in John 17, verse 3, that eternal life, it's not the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is sent. We look to the spirit of knowledge.
He,
the one who can lighten us what's called life, even though it ends with God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But on the level we are on the world, how is it measured? For all here we see life.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. The truth is, if you read John 14:6, it is to tell you this. Let's read there and we hear. John chapter 14, verses 6.
Yes, namugamba nti nze kubo namazima nobulamu. Tewali ajja eri kitange wabula ngaita munze.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Our Lord Jesus,
planning
is spoken on behalf of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. John 14:6, that I am the way, the life. I am the way, the life, and the truth. But there is the life we see. Now he is there, he is the life. Yet even down here we see life. How does it move that he is the life, yet even here it is life? Yet in different form of creations, those who get water, they said water is life.
And
just as those who are inventors and who speak proverbs say that water is life, still there is life in it. Even say that even life is holding, food holds life.
And
you can cook it and it holds that life for some time. And it ceases to be in it and it begins to smell. If life ceases to be in the food, it begins to smell.
Can
you ask yourself the rot where it comes from?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Food knows to cease to hold life. Though others want to restore that life and the path through cooking it. Let
tries
to draw life in the atmosphere to get in the food. The things of science which is high level.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
indeed, the kingdom of God is around working. Now we've spoken this. In John 14:6,
Yes,
Jesus is the life. Yet all here we also see life. The spirit of knowledge is the one who can lighten and we see the life. And we reach to see Jesus everywhere. Everywhere he is there where you see life. And you see the Father too is there. And you see the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God. And he is there. What surprises life can be
manifested.
Yet still people see the kingdom of God and they never see it. Indeed, if you see life, you see the kingdom of God.
Yes, we have
praise been. Jesus.
Amen.
But can life be seen? It's in our midst. Who knows its color?
That
is there. The ducks have life. And when it dies, you say it's died. There is no life anymore. How does it appear? And we are just permitted to see it moving. Something is moving. That
to
which never moves holds life. There are bananas. Even trees, they don't move. Yet they hold life in them. How can you check out the life? Now you feel there's life in yourself. You want to prove life is reduced or it's reducing.
Get
a wound or a sickness. You feel that side paining you and there's no life there. And the time a portion begins to rot, life ceases to be there. Life is light. What is this we speak of, friend? Yet it's in our
midst.
How long we speak my life? Or you would have said my kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They are not confusing, they are clear. In John chapter
1,
it was in him. This life is very interesting. Let us see. John chapter 1, verse 4. John chapter 1, verses 4.
Obulamu bwali mu ye. Obulamu nebuba omusana gw'abantu.
Obulamu bwali mu ye.
Life was in him.
Obulamu nebuba omusana gw'abantu.
And became the light of men.
Kitufu, we twatandise tusoma mu Yokana 14.
True, when we began, we started John 17. Verses 3.
Obulamu obutagwawo.
Eternal life.
Kumanya Katonda omu w'amazima.
It's to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe
yatuma. And the Christ Jesus is sent.
Naye mu Yokana ene mukumi emunya.
In John 1 verse 4.
Obulamu era bwali mu ye.
Life was in him.
Obulamu nebuba omusana gw'abantu.
Became the light of man. We speak the light of the sun. Or we speak of our spirits.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
For you yourself, your spirit wants light that it can see. If you take it in darkness, does it see? You know you are the light and it wants the light outside. What indeed is it called light? They call it the light of knowledge.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Most people explain like that, but it's the light of knowledge. There is no creation which doesn't have it. Maybe it's measured different levels. You know, if you want to prove, you get a plant, hide it where there is no light. Because of the little life in it,
it will bend
to look for light outside. It will grow bent. It's trying to look, access another light out.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What indeed is called life? It's the light of knowledge. In this portion, which is called life, which is gotten from the Lord Jesus, it's called the light of knowledge.
Life
is given in levels as we are to see it.
It
means the spirit of knowledge of God.
It
moves on to light into us. This time speaking of eternal life. But that life came being gotten from the source yet it cannot finish. And was put in different forms of creation. Yet it's on the different levels.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let me hope on this word. As if you're getting hardened.
When
look, things of life, they surprise you. But you bear a little that you will know.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen.
Here in 2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, he speaks this.
Bakolinso echokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyogera nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Yeyaka mmitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibonyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Butuogera kumusana ogwo kumanya.
When we speak of the light of knowledge.
Tubatuogera kubulamu.
We speak of the life.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So much.
You know,
see the scriptures as you read them.
He's
going to tell you the words I tell you, they are spirits and they are
life.
And let me tell you, see scriptures. You can read it and it lightens for you. And it has even eyes.
I think
you see the scripture has eyes. It can lighten you and show you how he created heaven and earth. There was thunder. There is light. It holds light.
But
another level in the words. The level of life, which is in the scriptures. It's the light of knowledge. You know, when someone they get to know things, they get light of them. Something you didn't know, if you get knowledge of it, you see light surrounding it.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen. Life which is in a human
being.
The life of the human spirit. What indeed has he been possessing all along? You know that he's been holding a lamp.
And
speaks in Proverbs 20, verse 27. The human spirit. Let's read there.
Ngero esula eyabiri n'olunyiri olwabiri mu omusanvu.
Proverbs 20:27.
Omwoyo gw'omuntu yetabaza ya Mukama. Ekebera ebitundu byonna eby'omutima gwe eby'omunda.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo gw'omuntu,
the human spirit,
tabaza ya Mukama.
It's the lamp of the Lord.
Obulamu bwali mu ye.
Life was in him.
Obulamu nibwo omusana gw'aba.
Life became the light of man.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Have you connected it well? John
1:4.
Life was in him. Life became the light of man. Proverbs 20, verse
27.
The human spirit.
It's
the lamp of God. It uses to check and search all the body parts.
So,
now your life, it's the light of knowledge. Your spirit,
on
the spirit of every creation. It means straight. The spirit of knowledge shows this kingdom. When he passes through showing life, that we spoken of the spirit. We can also speak of your blood. We can speak of the water. We can speak of the oxygen you breathe. We can speak of the
time you outlive
the
life of the blood, it takes how long? But all those are measured. All they are separated.
Means
all these are gotten from eternal life, where the Father sits in eternity. All them manifested by the spirit of knowledge. Out of him has come the light of life. All as, whatever we see as life on the world, now we have been seeing of the light, the light of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus so much. I don't know how you've been seeing it. When you look to things with life, when you pass them, you say, but this life, which never ends, where does it come from? For we were there, we live tomorrow. Even others come, but they don't end. Even birds which live centuries back, there are those still living now. There were different forms of grass. Life is moving on. What indeed is this life? Is the kingdom of God what is moving on?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think that you can move on to see
it.
You can see a small worm. It has the light to see. If it doesn't use the light to see, it can use the light of hearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But I think there's something you see. Let me first pose
questions.
For here it a bit hardens.
There
is a point you've gotten hardened.
And you see
the spirit of knowledge is gotten hard, and the way he shows this kingdom. Praise the Lord Jesus. My question is in the Matthew 3, and the Apostle John says, by the Spirit of God,
that
don't say we are Abraham's children. For God can make these stones be offsprings of Abraham. My question, when we studied of science in the primary, we heard that what we have been doing, but we heard in John 1:16 that all of us from the fullness of Christ we are given. Now, things like stones, don't they have life?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This life is in different levels. All the things in the kingdom of God have life. They cannot be there where they don't have it. And if that stone life ceases to be in it, you can see it crush itself. Some of them you cannot comprehend even their life.
But
if you want to test the life in the stone, go get, knock it out of it, will come fire. That is of the kingdom. Don't take it, the world don't work for you there. The light of life will come from it and there will be fire. This is in the spiritual world. You get a stone and a stone crush them, knock on each other. Knock, you see fire. Where is it coming from? It's in them, you cannot
measure.
That's why I say it's in levels. For it's the light of knowledge.
It may be hard your way. Even though he said he could get offsprings from the stones, there are things joined on to get out offsprings. Some life is so minimal, digital life. Because most want to put it in digital. They want to put it in digital. Something very hard. When we come to real life, we understand. It is in every creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know there are some trees you go light and there is petrol, they light, they can light.
And
their life is more and it's in form of oil and petrol.
Did
you lighten a tree and it lightens endless till it's been melted. You know, on them nothing finishes. It just shifts from a level to another. We think we've burnt it, finished it. Now, though you'll burn a dead body, it will vanish, become something else. Nothing finishes on things which are. How can we speak of them? A person asked me a question. We were home. He said, if we boil water, I see it dry, finish up in the
building.
Water becomes vapor, it overwrites. And it makes itself again a flesh into water. Something with a complete spirit is what goes and is captured.
But
everything with digitalized life, it's never. How can I speak of that? Let's speak of airtime.
For
you scratch a number and you load it in your phone. Now airtime finishes and it's gone where?
Airtime,
they got digitalized life and combined it in numbers. And they
said
what was free. For now, you see, you yourself, you speak on airtime as a person. Here I'm speaking on airtime. Because this one is timeless. You don't time it. If you see they've blocked your mouth, you know your time has finished. And you check out of the body. You're there, you see it, but the air time is no more. It's finished. We speak. Praise the name of the Lord. I've lagged behind and I've gotten confused at the point. They've explained us the life holds the body. I try to connect the time I've spent on the world and the science we studied. And now the kingdom of God. I'm trying to connect them, wonder this life has what form of body.
The
way you say that life is like air which is in the ball. I'm praying to try to be explained that I understand. The second, we studied a little life in the blood, and when we studied schemes of Satan, we saw life being taken away. But I want to know it's in what color. For that too has been spoken here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When you get to the life in the blood, this is usually called the white blood cells.
White.
But why is it called white? It goes back to the sun of the light of knowledge.
Amen.
How can I bring it? Now it's this, brethren. The spirit of knowledge. It is the light of knowledge. The light of eternal life. That is God Himself.
But he
take Himself off, but it doesn't finish. It's impossible. And He measures the life. In different levels. There is the life of your spirit. That is complete life. And there is also a digitalized life. That which is in the grass. Find all grass around the whole life. And there are plenty of grass. Just as you see how grass appears. That digitalized life, it rarely goes back. You dig and plow away the grass, it comes back. We call it drying. It ceases to be and evaporates. Now there is the angel of creation. And it restores it back through the rain. Those things, praise Jesus, they are of the kingdom so much. Here we speak of life in the spirit of knowledge. But the life which makes up the spirit, the spirit is like this, and it is filled well. And it's like a lamp and it is shining. But it has the head. And the head holds all parts as you see it. It has the chest and the arms. It has the belly to the thighs. Even the feet. But it cannot step on the ground. It must be given a body. Its life is now filled well. Let's briefly read of how the spirit appears. Most of them have this complete spirit. The spirit will speak of the life given you. Your spirit. You've left the life in the blood. We've not spoken of the one in the wind, even that in the water. Ecclesiastes
12.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses
6.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 6.
Omugwa gwa feza ngateguna sumurukuka. Nechibia echa zabu ngate china menyeka. Nensuwa ngate nayatika kuruzi. Nena muziga ngate nayatika kuchidiba. Rum savu. Enfufu neda mutaka ngabo yali. Omoyo neguderi katonda ya gugaba.
Right here there is a great science involved. Let me break it for you.
Silver cord.
That silver cord. Before it is opened.
Silver cord. Yeyo.
That silver cord.
It's
on the spiritual head of yours. It's the one which covers the other head. It's like an entire system. You know when you go to check out of the body,
silver cord,
the silver cord opens. It takes long to cover on the top here, which usually plays itself.
It takes long to shut. Is what seals the spirit. Or the head of your spirit. What is called the silver cord? It's a built system. You may use the usual codes.
C-O-D-E.
If you want to discover the word silver cord, in that head of the spirit, it shines like silver.
It
means you're going to try to join up the combination of light. That we've spoken of the head. It's called the silver head cord.
Golden bowl.
This is what we know as golden bowel. It's from the neck to the waist. The name bowel is something you've dropped. It comes like this and curls up.
They
speak of the portion of the spirit. You may not know how your spirit appears. That spirit, it is appearing like this cover. This body, but it is in different colors. The head of the spirit, it shines like silver. This from the neck to the waist, it shineth gold. I'm explaining of your spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
Amen.
Much. We promised you sometime ahead we shall be drafting the things. We've spoken of the silver cord,
the
portion of the head of your spirit,
the golden ball.
The golden ball. We speak from the neck to the waist. Then the next.
Bajita batiano pincha.
The pincha.
Akagamba akoba chetuita pincha.
It's like a pot. Pincha.
What do you have to say? Echendo kagamba. Akantu babu bumba batio bo. Kaviranga ka.
Like it is small up here. Down is big. Yet it stands upside down. That's the legs of the spirit. The bigger portion is what's from the waist. What's like a cover of the pot. It's like a pot. This one on the knees. It's like a pot, the small ones when you upside turn it upside down.
Peach.
That's why they call it the peach. When they mold your spirit, that is how it appears.
Mr. Rubina, this is Janai.
Pastor Rubina.
Kugamba kavira, kugaka pitch kanukaviranga, bunajito ba fute ni yeye. Kavira muevi, bituandi se ubusomyo somyo.
In it there are marrows, we join up those portions of the body. It's like a pot turned upside down. Flowers put them in those pots.
This, there are
these
tall
the other is not like this one. The other, it's big and it keeps coming small. Now they have put like this one. Down here is bigger. When you up here it's smaller. Then you turn it. They have put it like that.
Picture.
This is the picture. You cannot explain quick your spirit then. We want to bring it when we have drawn it well. And we draw them in the video. And we order the spirit as we study as you see it.
Amen.
Praise Jesus, brethren. My question is right on the spirit. Now the spirit put in the human beings, we see its form is in the human body. What about the spirit they put in other creations? What is its form?
Because
those have four legs. That is in Genesis. Each in its likeness, but the same spirits. Animals. There is no way you differ from animal, but the issue is your form, you are standing. You turn, be like this, and we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Your likeness is that God say be in that image of His. That's why in the Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21-22, who knows whether the spirit of the animal goes to the ground,
and
that of a human goes to the heavens. The last portion of the spirit, they say there are wheels. We speak from the knees. With the feet, those feet you keep moving with. The spirit holds all the system as you see the body.
As body is,
but it never steps on the ground. When you cover it in that bullet, in the bullet-like thing, they bring it from heaven. You shut that system within it. When you open it, it spreads the entire body. I don't know how I can
demonstrate.
Most of these we have to demonstrate them. Me too, if I was not shown them how they are, and as they are, I wouldn't have explained them. Can't even think of how the spirit appears. Now the spirit is broken in parts as you see it. But the system was built right from the Lord Jesus. And it was given light. As you had silver, gold, different stones. Right from the feet of the spirits.
Now,
when you look verse 7, Ecclesiastes 12, they show that what comes from the ground, the body, you unclothe it. Now the spirit, they have shown you up how it appears. It gets out of the body. What's threatening is to find you not close the body from heaven, and they give you the body of hell.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Can
you try to understand life?
You lower
the level of the spirit of the creation.
For
already life has been hidden from us. And the human spirit had not been known much. Many times when we saw ourselves in the mirror, we move on to say that I saw myself. The truth is, perhaps you've never and have not seen yourself.
You are on the box which you see. It too has its life which is in the blood.
It's
the spirit of knowledge who has been doing all these things up to today.
He manifests
the kingdom of God in different levels. But what surprises on that spirit? It was given the life which reaches to eternal life. It's the reason why spirits of the evil, they will end up being in the lake of fire forever. For every spirit of the creation was gotten from the eternal, and it was made to be eternal. Besides the life measured which is in the blood, which is in water, even in the oxygen we breathe, that eventually is combined and taken back
onto
Christ who owns it.
But
life which makes up spirit of the creation, it was meant and it's to be eternal. Here is where cometh a great problem, that if you refuse to be perfected, they have to send you in the lake of fire forever. We speak of your spirit, where it was made gotten from the eternal. It must live forever. That thing angers and pains me much. If I dare fall in hell, if you dare fall in hell,
there you
be the lake of fire forever. For your spirit, it was made in the internal.
Means you
be put lake of fire forever. All your days, that threatens me.
And
if things of the world, let me leave them. When a new spirits were made from the eternal, they were made from the eternal life, the knowing of the one true God. When the light of knowledge shone it, I knew someone cannot get mad at this point. Someone made your life,
it's
going to be there, suffer forever.
They
are the wise crosses to get the life, the goodness of it.
Amen.
What created the lake of fire is one thing. God knew he made spirits, got them from eternal.
He
gave them the light to live forever. What we call life. Means in time it refuses to align itself. It was meant to put the lake of fire to be there forever and melts it every time. At that point I have to run quick and I enter the kingdom of God, and I'll be there where they are peaceful. Even the years of the world are very few. Very few to mess up this life. Now think, what the spirit of knowledge brings you is one: understand things of life. First, understand things of your life as a spirit. Besides the life which is in the blood, which is very small, even that in oxygen which we breathe, even in water we drink, maybe in the foods around us, foods we eat and the rest,
that
another life, it ends. But the problem which is the life of your spirit. All along what God speaks, that he can give you eternal life, it's to see if peacefully gives it to you. Like
you
said, they'll be eternal life.
Enjoy
everlasting and everlasting life. Even others will be in everlasting death and pain everlasting.
This
eternal life you have it in the wrong way if you refuse to obey God. And you're going to survive in it in the wrong way, in a way of pain. There it threatens me. And I say, Lord,
As I've understood things of this life, this life is not something of the joke.
It
may cause me many other problems and troubles. If I've not seen good things, it makes me be only the evils. Let me tell you, you joke with that life, but it's not easy. You familiarize life, that is God. When
he
will put you in the consuming fire, will have restored back his life. As you were in pain, he himself is the consuming fire.
The
problem he has separated you from him.
You will
be feeling pain, you alone. Yet made it from the tunnel. That's why in the lake of fire, people will be there forever. There you fight on yourself when it's still time.
This is
what we were meant to preach to the people of the kingdom of God. What concerns the gospel of the kingdom of God.
And
they don't joke with what is called life.
It may
give you peace or problems. For others say we're going to eat up our life. But what you speak, you don't understand. You cannot even touch it a little. That's why most of the things eaten,
they are cooked,
and that life ceases to be in them. And then you eat them. Very minimal that which eaten. What's called meat food? It's minimal. Most of the life is checked out. That's why things eaten and they're not cooked, its life is still much in them. But the problem, you've injected poison in most of them. And you mixed up life. Praise Jesus, brethren. I want to get explain more of this complete life. I'm trying to meditate of it, that I get the image the Spirit is speaking of. What you ask, are we like built in like the robots?
Do
they build us like computers?
System.
We are a system. Our spirit is a real system. Who knows the word system, what it means? Something with a combination of different things. You are the spirit. You have hands.
Yet
the hands of the system. You see, it's a system. Now the spirit is a system.
To be able to operate,
they give the system a body. But the main thing which is this, when the system was being made, it was gotten from Christ Jesus.
So
what it tells us in John 1:16, and he says this. Let's read there and we hear.
Yokani sule soka noli nyi rekomi no mukaga.
John 1:16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe fefe na kwe twaweebwa ekisa mu kifo kye ekisa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kukujula kwe
from his fullness
fefe na kwe twaweebwa.
All of us were given.
Netu chimanyi nti Katonda gwe moyo.
But we know that God is the spirit.
Tigiza tuba twaweebwa ku system yake nyini.
We were given of his system himself.
Obondegede.
I don't even understood me.
Wabula Katonda okuba nti naye kenyini system.
God himself that is a system.
Naye yekolera omubiri omunene.
He himself made a body for himself.
Is the Father making the body of above the heavens?
Is
Christ making the heavens and earth which are today? There is also the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
problem we found with God is one thing.
Body
which makes new heavens and new
earth.
You can even find him
and
he's seated in the throne
and it
confuses you. God is mighty.
System
can work everywhere.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
Amen.
Much. God, it eases him to separate your spirit. And you are sleeping there. That is a vision. Yet you are elsewhere. Things you see you are moving by. Come back till I was in this place. And
they
tell you have been sleeping here. Yet your spirit is a system which has been divided. A portion is gone elsewhere. A portion is remained here sleeping.
And
another is confused. They wonder how it's happened. Even the vision does that thing.
Transfiguration.
Except is what they call a transfiguration. Many times the trance involves you being taken completely out of the body. And they get out of the spirit.
And you
come out, look at your body. And you've left it there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
No,
when God speaks in Isaiah 51 and he says we are gotten from the rock,
I
want you to think of the spirit appears in form of the rocks. It's a stone, a very precious stone.
Which,
not one stone but combined stones. Let's read there and we hear Isaiah 51 from verse 1.
Mumpulirize, mwabagoberera obutuukirivu. Mwabanoonya Mukama, mutunulire olwazi lwe mwatemebwako, n'obunnya bw'obuya bwe mwasimibwamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tuba nga taju bw'oba olwazi omutemyeko olwazi.
If you've cut a rock from a rock,
kale ky'oggyeko kibeera ki?
What you've gotten off it is what?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen. When you get
a portion from the rock, what you get off is what?
Aha.
Our rock. We are gotten from. We are gotten off. We became stones. Now your spirit.
You'll
see in the form of precious stones. It shines very well. It's life. It's not a paper. It's not a jerry can.
It's
not this plastic, plastics. It was made in different stones of value. For the rock is not made of one stone.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But who has ever studied of life?
You know,
here on the world we have organizations of life. But I think
we've
never studied of life, perhaps. Maybe we've just been trying.
We studied
perhaps the other little life in the blood.
But
concerning real life, we had never studied and never knew it.
Bible
gets to say that the body without the spirit is dead.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, I have a question on Isaiah 51. According now we've read Ecclesiastes 12. We have the silver cord. We have that ball. Even the pitcher. If we are gotten from God, and He too is a rock, we too are stones. I have this mindset, I don't know if it's right. Now God is spirit per se as Him. As Him Himself. He has a bigger silver cord shutting Him even this bowel bigger than ours, who He gives a portion to us. You have to go back to Revelations. You will see Him in a different stone. He too has that way. That's what they call the original image of God. But when we get to the way of being everlasting eternal, which in eternal, I can't push you, imagine and meditate of it. Except when you study human being in the image of Christ,
and
Christ in the image of the Father, it will ease the way to understand. But take it on that level of Revelations chapter 1, from verse 10 to down. See how his feet appear in different stones, the chest. You will find him in those stones. Now what I bring is this, that he Christ is the life giving spirit. Yet we were created spirits from him.
And
he is the life giving spirit. But spirits of all creations, they are created spirits.
Think
if you read 1 Corinthians 15.
Adam,
the first Adam, he became a living soul or a living spirit. But the second Adam is the life-giving spirit. And we got it from Christ. All creation, heavens and earth, those we are to be, and those gotten from four living creatures, we are created spirits. Yet from where we are gotten is called the life giving spirit.
Bakolinso ekisoka esula eyekumi n'ettaano n'olunyolwana mwettaano.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 45.
Era bwe kityo kyawandikibwa nti omuntu ow'olubereberye Adamu yafuuka mukka mulamu. Adamu ow'oluvannyuma yafuuka omwoyo oguleeta obulamu. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus,
is
the life-giving spirit.
But we are
created spirits from him. That is the difference between us and God. Yet we are all spirits. God is the spirit. We too clothe this body. We are spirit. But the difference, the God from whom we are gotten, it's the life giving spirit. And we too are created spirits. That is where the difference is. He is the rock from which we were gotten. We too are stones. The Bible says, as we come to him, the living stone, we too are stones.
Yes, we have a
question. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Who has a question?
For
we still speak life of the complete spirit. Next week we shall speak life in the blood, that in the water, even the one in the oxygen we breathe, even in the food. Praise the Lord. I'm teacher Julius Names. I ask myself the question in the Isaiah where we have read that Christ Jesus is the rock from which we are cut. But we are speaking of the quarry from which we are hewn, and they say there are 24 elders. How does this thing come about? How are we cut from Christ, and how are we cut from the 24 elders to make up that our spirit?
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you read John 15, verse 1 to 3, he speaks this. John 15 from verse 1.
Nekitange ye mulimi olwokubiri. Buli ttabi eriri munze eritabala bibala alijjawo. Na buli eribala ebibala alirongoosa.
Tusomere n'olwokuna.
Read that verse 4.
Olinyo olwokuna. Mubere munze nange mummwe. Ng'ettabi bwe taliyinza kubala bibala lyokka buli tabeera mu muzabbibu. Bwe kito nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera munze. Rokutano. Nze muzabibu mwe matabi abeera munze nange muye oyabale bibala bingi kubanga watali nze temuliko kye muyinza kukola.
It's like this.
Kristo bwatandika okubeerawo.
When Christ begins to be there,
yasoka kujamu amatabi abiri mwana.
Out of him first got out 24 branches.
As you see a
tree grow, bring out 24 branches on it.
Now within 24
branches,
it cometh
multiple branches.
What do you have
to know that in the beginning of Christ,
out
of him they got 24 elders
who
make up the holy clan of God.
That's spoken of in Ephesians 2:18-19.
We have the holy clan.
24
elders, when they came from him,
out
of them they got all spirits of other creations.
That's why he
say Isaiah 51, those who seek the Lord, look at the rock from which you
are cast
and the quarry from which you are hewn.
But it was
now the rock, out of him they got the quarry. In the quarries, all we creations in heavens and earth, we were gotten. The rock is Christ. The quarries are the 24 elders.
Those
are the first branches from him.
Those are
the first spirits they got from Christ.
And
out of them they got multiple spirits. As we were first in above the heavens.
For
our beginning and our existence,
we begin
in the above the heavens.
Before
we were gotten from there to be put in the four living creatures,
where
they got us, they apportioned others be animals, others insects, as the creations appear.
But
above the heavens we are all children of God.
So now it's the reason
why I didn't want to go deeper into Isaiah.
When we hint
of the quarries, they push us to above the heavens. That's where they began from, where we began to be gotten from Christ.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus
so much.
Now, thus our spirits and their criterias.
But we have spoken on the spirit of knowledge and the way he manifests the kingdom of God. And we've spoken of this life. And they have told us, John 17:3, that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying. It caused us to look at the life. And we saw it how it's eternal. That's why we began from the human spirit. That which was gotten from the God eternal. Praise Jesus so much. And we have to strengthen ourselves to appear not being the eternity of evilness and of not of peace. And we take a level of knowing the one we are gotten from,
Chitafe.
Our Father, whom the word of his was gotten,
and
we too are gotten from the word, and we appeared. When we know, then we bow, and we worship and believe, and we
give
life in Amen. Peace and joy. When we rebel, we are pushed in hell, after hell,
we like
of fire to be in it forever. For the life of your spirit was gotten from the eternal. Now you get, be careful there.
You'll
come back, see life in the blood, the life in the water, that in the wind, even in the foods.
We
would have touched the life in heaven, in the bodies of the stars, even of the angels.
Time
might not enable us to reach
there.
As we given a little,
now
we want to end there today on what concerns the spirit of knowledge of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God, and he teaches us to seek for it, and
it
directs us of concerning eternal life and tells us of all things of life, how they are, that which appears under the sun and in the heavens. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.